any of the show? You can get Scheman and Shepherd all the time with Scheman and Shepherd On Demand. Available on 99.3ESPN.com and iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd.
Scheman and Shepherd getting funky on the mic on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. That was Pete Shepherd's selection for Masterpiece Theater last segment.
Mr. Negative says, I'm crying when Pete said leeching instead of lynching. I almost crashed my truck. If I did that, I didn't mean to do that.
But I made it just, funny. You got to admit that was funny.
Yeah.
Probably a nice edit on the fly, to be honest with you.
That one I didn't edit. I didn't remember. I edited a lot of other stuff.
And did you hear how Snoop Dogg said the dough and not the do? D-O, it means door.
There was a little accent.
F-L-O is floor. All right. What?
It's flow.
Well, you could say that on the flow. I drop my joint on the flow.
Oh, I thought you were talking like a music flow. F-L-O-W.
That's a whole other thing.
That'll also work. It also plays.
I'm not talking about flow from progressive. That also plays. There.
That's just F-L-O.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, she makes $1 million a year doing those.
Good for her. Yeah. She deserves it. Her and Jamie. I like him.
Not Jamie. All right.
Oh, man. The a source close to the AAC.
Uh-oh.
No.
Tells The Athletic, The American is still gathering information. A lot of people want to know why the Big Ten and Pac-12 made a move now. Communications between the league has clearly been lacking.
If you're just tuning in, the Big Ten started the day by postponing the fall sports season, including football. A lot of people within the Big Ten don't seem to agree with that move. The Pac-12 is supposed to officially follow suit, but we beat them to the punch by a half hour. We broke their own story because they're the Pac-12.
I mean, on a day like today, why would you announce we're having a video conference in 45 minutes?
Right. You already know you're already forecasting what's going to happen.
Again, Gene Smith, the Ohio State AD, reiterated moments ago in Big Ten interview, said was the school's preference to delay the start of the football season until September 26th rather than cancel it. Quote, but all of a sudden, but the science came to us so fast, we just had to move.
No.
Really?
The science
in 12
came
hours?
Fast. In 6 months? The science came fast?
Myocarditis? No, in 6 hours. Because yesterday we talked about him and the incoming president agreed. They on the same page about September 26th. All of a sudden, it changed.
Yeah. All right. So that's the latest. Again, the interesting part here, the SEC and the ACC tried to do a little preemptive move at the beginning of the day, and they said, look, our doctors say move forward with football. My feeling is, and I think many agree with me, it all falls now on the Big 12. If the Big 12 cancels or postpones, I think all of college football is done. If they decide to play, then the SEC and ACC may move forward and play. I really think it comes down to that. Before we go any further, apparently there's a hockey playoff going on. Let's get the latest details. It's time for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris.
Craig, there's not just one playoff hockey game today. There are four right now. Second period, Blue Jackets and Bolts are tied at 1. Later today at 5:30, the Flames and Stars play. 8 o'clock on NBCSN. Bruins and Hurricanes in the nightcap. Blackhawks, Golden Knights. College football crumbling. Big Ten says that they're going to postpone the season. Maybe a fall season for them. Probably not, most likely. Pac-12 expected to follow suit officially here in the next 20 minutes, although multiple reports say that they have already followed suit.
Green Falcon says, easy on the joint talk, Craig. Don't rush 420. Yeah, we're 9 minutes away from that. We got a bubble report today, Chris?
Yeah, of course.
All right.
Braden Point with a goal for the Lightning, by the way.
I also heard that Joe Biden was going to announce his running mate today. That would be a foolish move.
I saw that on Twitter. Yeah,
you must be a lady, right?
With all this news breaking, I would not make your announcement today.
Well, it must be a lady.
If you look at the betting sites, Kamala Harris was the favorite.
Yeah, I'm gonna give an outside shout out to Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan.
Really?
I know she's the wrong caller.
Right. Yeah.
But she's the right sex, gender, whatever the right word is, and that's gonna be my dark horse. All right, we'll see who wins that race.
Pablo Torre from ESPN with an interesting tweet about...
it's all of his tweets.
Well, I hope science is driving Pac-12 and Big Ten postponements. But the biggest change since last week's Big Ten schedule isn't even scientific. It's the organizing of hundreds of players in those two conferences. And Valenti Del Toso who has 800 followers, told ESPN Daily he suspects conferences prefer cancellation to reform. I don't buy that for a second, because it would have been legally difficult, as I've said time and time again for the last 5 days, for them, for any of those demands to happen.
What do you think? Larry Scott was on the fence, and then that cold shoulder phone call he had with the players making demands just said, bleep this.
I brought that up a few days ago. This is just them going, you know what? We were going to, I think I said, we're going to have to move heaven and earth to have a football season.
Yeah.
And now you throw this on top of it. Juice isn't worth the squeeze anymore.
Yeah. Well, it's like I said. I mean, the Big Ten and the Pac-12 have always been kind of, they control college football in a lot of ways. And it certainly seems they are in unison once again here, at least initially.
Can't wait for the Rose Bowl this year.
On Memorial Day
UCF?
Weekend.
Oh, by the way, UMass canceled their season earlier today, too.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. Again, so, another team down, UCF.
Somebody can't pad their stats, put up 60 a game. Marty Sith with an interesting tweet. Provided the conference's medical advisors say it's ultimately safe to play, a Power 3 scenario works for 2020.
Power 3!
Power Love 3, it. Big 12, ACC, Love SEC. It. You play the schedule you've already created. Big 12 is a 9+1. ACC is a 10+1. SEC, 10 conference-only games. Best four still play for the college football playoff.
That's what's at stake right now. That's all that's left. And again, it still hinges on the Big 12.
The AAC has a window of opportunity.
Conference
yes,
USA,
they
too,
do.
If they hold on. Yeah. ACC and Conference
the,
UF,
the
Conference
USA. The undefeated team from – if either one of those conferences can put out an undefeated this year, and we actually have a season
– yeah.
They should be, I mean, this should be the loudest banging of the table that we've seen. Because remember, the UCF, they didn't claim that national championship really until they beaten Auburn.
Right.
And that was in a bowl game, so the playoff had been set at that point.
Right.
Florida Atlantic finished 11-3 last year. That was with Lane Kiffin. And now you've got Willie Taggart there, who's already got some really good players with good last names, good parental heritage, I should say, coming in to his program.
Ray Lewis's kid is leaving, I think.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Well, that didn't last long.
Wow,
what happened?
I just saw it on Twitter, so I couldn't give you an actual...
It's falling apart.
Mm.
Oh, no, he's transferring to the Big 12. Wants to play.
And then in the AAC, you're looking at UCF, Cincinnati, Memphis.
Clemson.
People forget Navy last year was 11-2.
Clemson guy says this would be a great year for Pete's 16-team playoff. No, it wouldn't. Now you're letting half of all the teams in college football into a playoff.
I don't want that, but I wouldn't mind 8.
Four's perfect this year, if any
it
year.
It really is ideal this year.
It's setting up nicely.
And, we're upset that we don't get to watch the football. I do feel bad for players in the Big Ten and in the Pac-12. Like, we talked about it yesterday. If this happened last year.
What do you do for Justin Fields? Do you declare now? You're not playing.
Joe Burrow's not a first round pick.
Burrow might not be drafted. True. There's no way in hell he's sniffing the first or second day and getting drafted. No. So you feel for guys like that.
Guys who are on the precipice of taking that next step, maybe, or going from special teams to being in the starting lineup. I mean, those type of jumps do happen.
Well, the one thing you got to do to help fix that is you got to grant extra years of eligibility. If people were running the clock on this year, you got to let them come back.
We've already granted the spring sports, so why can't we do that for the fall sports?
You're going to screw a whole grade level of kids, the Joe Burrows out there that were going to jump out in their final year. You got to preserve that eligibility and give them their chance. Got to.
Let's see, UMass, first game of the season would have been against UConn, which could have been maybe the worst matchup in the history of college football over the last 50 years. I'm being dead serious when I say that. Two of the worst teams I have ever seen in my life. That would have opened the season. See, they would have lost to Troy, Alabama. No, Albany. They would have lost to Albany, too. They would have. Albany's a good team. Appalachian State, New Mexico, Temple, Akron, FIU. New Mexico State, Auburn, Army, Liberty.
What is technically still our first game of the schedule that's still remaining for week zero that may or may not have been pushed?
Well,
was it still Oklahoma, South Florida?
It would have been.
Or is that gone?
No, I think it's Miami and UAB.
Okay, so right now.
What are we clinging to?
Right now, Saturday, August 29th. Kansas and Southern Illinois has not been postponed or canceled. That is still, now there's not a time on that game, but that game's still scheduled.
Okay.
Yeah.
The first night, Thursday, September 3rd. We have two games scheduled right now. At 7 o'clock, Georgia State plays Murray State. Yeah. And at 8 o'clock, Southern Miss takes on South Alabama. Yeah. You've also got Cincinnati taking on Austin Peay, and Florida International takes on Jacksonville State, among some other games. Okay, now Saturday, there are still, that Saturday, September 5th, there are still 9 games on the schedule. One with the time at 9 o'clock, Sun Bowl, El Paso, Texas, UTEP host Texas Tech.
Oh. That's a D1 matchup.
That's a D1 matchup.
Take the over in that, by the way.
Okay.
Yes, I agree.
Texas Memorial Stadium, time, TBD, South Florida at Texas.
Yeah.
SMU at Texas State, Houston Baptist at North Texas, Arkansas State at Memphis, Cal Poly at UL Monroe, the Raging Cajun of Louisiana host McNeese, and Army hosts Middle Tennessee State.
Okay. Game on.
And then Monday, September 5th, BYU at Navy, still scheduled 8 o'clock ESPN.
Okay.
So
there's still something.
So it's a little bit.
We're going to keep it on the countdown.
It's a little bit. Let's go to week two.
Who did? Does anybody from the Big 12 work today? How come we haven't heard a peep from them?
Did you say Sunday, September 6th? There's a game Sunday, September 6th. Ole Miss versus – oh, that's canceled. Sorry.
Canceled. Yeah, it's canceled.
Sorry. Yeah. That's all that's up there right now.
There's your week one schedule. Okay. And then now week two, Thursday, September 10th. Remember, the NFL kicks off, as does the ACC, with Miami hosting UAB.
Yeah.
And then that's when the ACC conference or the ACC schedule goes in, along with the AAC. Like UCF is hosting FIU that weekend. That's Saturday, September 12th. Big 12 teams in action: Oak State, West Virginia, Kansas State, Baylor.
Clemson's at Wake that day too.
So September 12th looks to be like the first Saturday where we've got, what is that, maybe 20 games scheduled?
Yeah. Yep.
And this is even with the – this is not including the schools that have 18. Already pushed to the 19th and the 26th.
18th.
Yeah.
Scheduled on Saturday, September 12th.
Games that were canceled that you would have looked forward to: Michigan, Minnesota, Iowa at Purdue, maybe.
Yeah.
Michigan State at Maryland, yeah. Georgia State at Alabama, big upset. Not going to happen. Tennessee at Oklahoma, that was one I was kind of looking forward to seeing.
Yeah, that would have been cool. Boomer has texted in, if it happens, March Madness and college football in the same month, wouldn't that be great?
It can't happen. It can't. With the precedent that was set today in the Pac-12 and Big Ten, there's no way that they can play winter sports. I don't see how they can do it.
Well, the Pac-12, again, said
no. Cancel basketball.
Yeah, Pac-12 canceled all sports till January 1st.
Right, but that still goes with my theory. Right. You could start conference play in January.
But what's going to change?
We're going to have a vaccine by December 1, baby.
Miss Harris has just been chosen by...
He still made the announcement?
Biden. Wow.
Yep, breaking right now.
Oh. Hmm. If they're concerned about the long-term ramifications of having student-athletes, because not students, they're still inviting their students to campus, and the student-athletes still have to take courses, as far as I understand it.
Yeah.
I don't know how they can allow any sort of athletics to go on with the precedent that was set today. They have said it is too big of a liability for us to put guys and girls out on the court or out on the field. Mm. It cannot be done. So how can they change course 2 months later and say, okay, no, beginning in November, we're going to go ahead and have our college hoops? I don't know how they can
We follow the science.
Follow the bubble, which they can't. Pac-12 Commissioner Larry Scott: unlike professional sports, college sports cannot operate in a bubble. Our athletic programs are part of broader campuses and communities where, in many cases, the prevalence of COVID-19 is significant.
Hmm. Okay. There you have it.
Yes. Speaking of having it.
Yeah.
It's 420!
Hey, man. Here's a bubble update.
You know, Craig.
Yeah.
In the bubble, we don't really look at clocks.
We don't?
Oh. Times.
Okay.
Josh Richardson, he used to play for my favorite team, the Miami Heat.
Uh-huh.
He eats Frosted Flakes with Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, double sugar whammy.
You want to know what I do?
Munchies.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, peanut butter, chocolate syrup, chocolate chips. No milk. Delicious.
No milk. Really? You've done
peanut
that?
Peanut butter.
Like the syrup is your milk?
Delicious. NBA players aren't allowed to leave the bubble, but beefs can cross the bubble line. Just ask Damian Lillard. Him and Skip Bayless got into it because Skip Bayless doesn't believe in Dame time.
Dame time? Okay.
What?
Damian. Dame time.
That was enough for Lillard to get upset.
Wow.
And that's life.
Very temperamental.
In the bubble, man.
Yesterday you had Damian Lillard hanging out with his friend Beyonce when it was really his fiance. That's a big swing and a miss. All right.
Yeah. News to Jay-Z and me.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right, don't forget, we're right around the corner. We're going to have some more fun and uplift you on this day of bad news, really, with the postponement of Big Ten and Pac-12 football and fall sports. We've got Wikipedia coming up. Pete, you'll like this one. Yesterday was hard. What did we do yesterday? It was
college football.
But it was Friday.
It was tough.
Your Vanderbilt coaches.
It was tough. Well, last time I checked, Vanderbilt is playing college football this year, unlike the Big Ten and Pac-12.
Yeah, that's true.
And UMass.
Today is Chris Hemsworth's birthday, so we're going to do a little Thor trivia.
Nice.
Also, want to let you know that the Boston Red Sox are on 99.3 ESPN tonight against the Tampa Rays. And coverage starts at 6:30, first pitch at 7:30. Red Sox, Southwest Florida. Listen to it here. Brought to you by Naples Wealth Planning. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
One of them thinks cooking is cool. The other thinks white tube socks are. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN. Has been a long day.
Pump me up.
Oh, we got Wikipedia around the corner. That should be fun. Big Ten canceling, postponing fall sports. Pac-12 following suit like their little lapdogs.
But Pac-12 following suit in a bigger way.
How's it bigger?
They have postponed everything, all their sports, until January 1st of 2020, which means no conference, not conference basketball season for November and December.
But you knew that's coming.
Well,
that's coming
for everybody.
I mean, you had to. Nothing's going to change between now and November 1st.
I'm just saying the Big Ten didn't make that announcement.
I know, but it's coming.
I'm not saying it's not. I'll give the Pac-12 credit for this. Chris alerted me to it. Matt Baker for the Tampa Bay Times tweeted it out. That they put out a packet that says health and well-being consideration for Pac-12 institutions, guidance for local planning for returning to sporting activity. It's a whole, informative documents here.
Right.
What they need to do. Recommendations and locker rooms and blah, blah, blah. It's a whole thing. But I retweeted it out if you want to read it. At least there's that. Let me just get the food distribution, dining in the facility. Eating is an important part of the student-athlete care. Okay, no kidding.
Well, that's what we had a soundbite earlier today about Dabo saying football facility is the safest place to be, and the second thing after nutrition was the food we eat here.
Avoidance of self-serve and time spent waiting in lines is optimal. Meals should be pre-boxed and provided to go. There's a single dining or training table location for all student-athletes. It is also optimal to consider avoidance of many teams accessing food in a single location to avoid cross-contamination of teams, especially those teams who are in the midst of competition. Okay, all that's fine. What about the 40,000 kids who are going to Indiana, and they're in, or FGCU even, and any large institution, or small institution for that matter, that their kid is on a meal program, Craig? What?
I don't know. I don't know the answer. I know I just paid for a meal plan.
You're going to pay for a box lunch?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. But yeah, everybody, how's that worse than being in a football complex?
And
it is worse.
Hypocrisy. That's the word that keeps coming to mind. We can let students on campus and let them contract coronavirus. That's okay. but we don't want our student athletes to get it. I don't know.
Hypocrisy is the word of the year 2020.
Yeah.
Whether it be medicine, whether it be politics, whether it be sports, everybody's hypocrite. I mean, everybody's talking out of both sides of their mouth.
Myocarditis is catching up. Catching up quick.
Yeah.
Sources tell Pat Forte and Ross Dellinger that the Big 12, the linchpin in today's events, is very much split on a decision. The Big 12. A small group wants to cancel. Small group wants to play.
Yeah.
Larger group wants to delay. That sounds like a Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
ADs meet today, and then ADs and president meet jointly at tonight at 6 o'clock. So, hey, maybe we get this before Sarah does.
Yeah.
Maybe this leaks out before 6 o'clock.
Got a couple of texts here. Red text again is a lifelong Buckeyes fan. Today's announcement, the Big Ten, truly heartbreaking. We had a really good chance of winning it all this year, but now we'll likely lose Justin Fields and others to the draft. Huge missed opportunity. And Anti-Lion Smart Guy said, so European soccer it is. What team should I bandwagon on, Chris?
Europa League, there are two. You could go Inter Milan or Manchester United. Those are very big clubs. I'd recommend going Manchester City for Champions League. I think that they have the best shot to win it.
There you go.
That would be so maybe don't go all Manchester. Maybe go City in the Champions League, and in the Europa League you go Inter Milan.
Big Earn McCracken says, been on vacation in the mountains. Missed you guys. Feels great hearing you guys again. Well, thank you.
I want to go to the mountains.
Nicole Auerbach, who's as dialed in to college football as anybody from The Athletic, a high-ranking Big Ten source, who just tweeted this out, tells The Athletic that the conference is aware of at least 10 players who have myocarditis.
Yesterday.
The rare heart condition.
Yeah.
Yesterday it was 5.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Well, look. If that's the bottom line, I'm not going to criticize it for that. Just the timing, again, today, why today? Although, we could have waited to September 26th or September 19th like the other leagues, but how does that change the heart disease component? I don't know if it does.
I might
have to give them a little slack for their decision-making if that was the bullseye here.
But I'll go back to it. Then how are you going to have kids on campus? If you're saying you can't let college athletes in their football specific facilities or in their
it all comes back to that. You're right.
That's what I don't get about this.
30,000 kids walking around some of these big schools.
Oh, 40,000 in Columbus.
Well, I know. I mean, 30, 40.
So we can allow them to go sit through 3-hour lectures and keep bars open in town and all of that, but we can't get 200 guys together on a Saturday afternoon to play a football game.
And those football players and those football coaches, now that there's no football, what are they going to be doing? They're going to be roaming around campus. They're going to be going to the dorms and the parties and the bars and all that. And instead of getting ready for the game Saturday, where they would be quarantined in their own team hotel, you've just increased the chances of every football player catching this.
You look at the when college students started report, or students, when college football players started reporting to campus back in, early mid-July, thereabout?
Yeah.
We were hearing 30 LSU players quarantined, 25 Clemson players quarantined, and those were just the schools that were making it public.
Yeah.
We saw 10 Alabama players testing positive. Those stories went away, not because they just stopped getting covered, but because once they isolated who had it, got them, healthy again, nobody was bringing it to them anymore. And it seemed like the closest thing that you could do to a bubble in a college environment.
Yeah.
Liz are texting in saying, kids in the classroom aren't slamming into each other on every play on every Saturday, not to mention all the contact and practices.
Oh, Liz,
you guys sound
gross.
Like idiots. Maybe that's why Florida is a cesspool of COVID.
Yeah, why don't you, Liz, look up where COVID can actually live, outside versus inside? You want to do a little research on that? You buffoon?
Ignorant.
Lizard, all the players banging up on each other will have tested.
Yeah, they're in a better position.
Three times a week. So if they're hitting on each other, they're all free of the virus.
Lizard, you're clueless.
Do the math.
Sorry. You don't know what you're talking about. Isn't there something for people staying on campus versus traveling around the country? I understand it's not perfect, but it's got to be better.
And we got a text earlier about unionizing and would that have made a difference here. The only place where I think it would have made a difference is unions would have been able to sign off on the list of the health precautions. That's not
protocol,
the right word.
Protocol.
Thank you. Yeah, they would have been able to sign off on a specific set of protocols. That's where having a union would have helped, I think.
Yeah, but like we've been talking about, you can't just snap your fingers and say, let's form a union.
No, it takes a long time.
And in the Pac-12, six states, six sets of different rules. Getting back to Pac-12 and them canceling sports, not just football, but sports through January 1st, 2020, our friend Alex Martin tweets out, huge loss, because we talked about, you know, Michael Fly and the Eagles slated to host former head coach, I forgot about this, Andy Enfield and the USC Hoops in November. We did say they were good, but I forgot Andy Enfield. And they were also supposed to induct the 2013 Dunk City team into the FGCU Hall of Fame. So they're going to have to move that back.
Okay.
That stinks.
Well, you want to do that when you can bring people in.
Oh, that's what I mean. It stinks. I mean, it stinks that they can't do it and with getting their proper due.
Yeah.
You know, accolades.
All right.
But let's see. What else? Did I just say something else, too? No. Okay.
All right. 239 says, I can't wait till November 4th when all this COVID crap goes away. Well,
yeah, no kidding.
There's some there on either side of the aisle, if you know what I'm saying.
Xavier Howard just got placed on reserve COVID-19 list.
Which, again, does not mean that he tested positive for it. Maybe somebody who
might have been around
He had been around tested positive for it. Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Larry Scott says all athlete scholarships will be guaranteed and that the league will strongly work with the NCAA about getting the year back for the athletes.
Yeah. Good. That's the fix. Keep them on scholarship. Let them get some studies in. Raise the GPA a little bit here without practice. And then award them an extra year of eligibility. I think I'm all good with all that.
Oregon President Michael Schill, there's too many questions. There's too much uncertainty right now. We would feel uncomfortable beginning contact sports. We are science-based. We are academics. We are going to be looking at facts, not just opinions.
Why
don't you just say we're better than everybody else? Come on. Get off your soapbox.
Yeah.
Good grief.
My man always says don't get any dummies airtime. No, we're equal opportunity here. We read text that we like and don't like. Otherwise, if we're all in the same, it wouldn't be more fun. But to think because kids aren't on the football field that you're going to spread it more in the class. Go look at some of these classes inside where you're a number. You're in a big auditorium in a lecture room. All right? So I'm wondering how they're going to fit.
No,
some
serious.
Classes have 200 kids in them. How are you going to social distance that?
I think that I don't see a way that they have classes. I really don't.
Well, here's what
I should give the money back to the parents if they're going to have online classes. Then you should be reimbursed.
You've gone too far now. Money back?
Yes.
No, this is the.
Wait a minute. I'm gonna step up here. Now Harvard has screwed the parents full price the whole deal, even though they're getting online. And I know parents that have kids going out of state, they're still having to pay triple the cost for out of state tuition, even though their kids are going to be watching the classes on video. I will say this. As you know, I've said it from time to time. I have a child at Florida Gulf Coast, and that university, in my opinion, has done the parents right every step of the way. I got money back when I thought I should. I didn't when I didn't think I was going to. Mm-hmm. They're handling it the right way. So I'll give them kudos over the airways. No problem there.
Nick Baumgartner, who covers the Wolverines for The Athletic, as well as the Lions, Michigan players begin entering Schembechler Hall around 3 p.m. as the Big Ten announced postponement of fall sports. The team, as of right now, is still going through voluntary workouts. Program says the Big Ten cleared the ability to continue that under the 20-hour rule.
Hmm. All right, let me ask you this, because I asked earlier, what do you do now? Do you cut them loose or do you keep going through the process here? Because maybe you go rogue and schedule some games outside the league. I don't know. But when we're playing that Dabo Sweeney bite earlier today, this is completely voluntary, and if anybody wants to sit out, no problem. They'll get their positions back next year. But we have 100% of our players and our coaches here, and I'm just curious how much of that is peer pressure and coach peer pressure. And I'm sure there's a handful of kids that are probably a little scared or leery about going, but they feel like if they don't go, next man up, Wally Pipp, somebody will take their place, and boom, you're gone next year. I'm sure there's a lot of that going on, too.
A couple of other interesting points that just came out. Barry Alvarez said on the Big Ten Network that Big Ten schools will continue with 20-hour weeks through the fall. As this comes at out an hour and a half after the conference announced the decision. Now, it's just that Michigan's doing it for the 20-hour rule, but now they're going to do it through the fall. What does that tell? If they're going to allow the 20 weeks.
Wait.
I don't get it.
So we can practice, but we can't play games?
Hold on now. Let's back up here. All these schools lost spring football. We got practices to make up. Okay? Hell or high water or pandemic, we got to practice.
That doesn't matter when the safety of the children is on the line, Craig.
The child's safety.
No, we're going to keep them in our bubble. We're going to keep them in our Ann Arbor bubble, and we're going to have practices.
20-hour weeks through the fall. So have a child. 20-hour weeks through the fall. So I'm assuming Monday through Friday, 4 hours a day, right? You're allowed to work out?
Yeah. Probably the safest place to be.
South Carolina athletic director, and I forgot to say that Ray Tanner's been on a roll today at South Carolina. he's all in. He just went on a radio station out there and said he's not talking about just playing. He's talking about that capacity for WB is 24.6%, which means he said 19,714 and a half fans, including full band, player, family, and guests, and some students can come in. It would be easy to pivot and go back to no fans, but our fans want to come.
Yes!
That's South Carolina AD right there.
Does that come a little...
Muschamp is doing cartwheels right now.
Williams-Brice, the toughest place to play college football this year. And you know if they're doing it there, Clemson's saying, well, hold on, we're having our fans.
Yet those two won't play each other.
Pump the brakes on this.
Those two are 60 minutes apart from each other. They won't play.
Ray Tanner, the AD for the Gamecocks, been all over social media today and just basically flipping the bird to everybody.
We're playing.
Fans are coming and screw you.
He feels a day late and a dollar short. Yeah. I don't know if he knows what's going on in the rest of the country.
Yeah.
Is he even aware that the Big Ten and Pac-12 canceled? Postponed? God. Driving me nuts.
I know Ed Orgeron said something earlier today or late last night. He just basically shared Tanner's sentiments. Like, we're playing, and we're playing in front of people.
Good for him.
We're playing football.
Ray Tanner, former legendary baseball coach there at the South Carolina Gamecocks.
Mm-hmm.
Won the College World Series.
Yes. In fact, Jackie Bradley Jr., I believe, was on that team for the Red Sox.
I think you're right.
Yep.
All right, Pete Shepard.
I love South Carolina.
They're my new favorite team.
They don't play Bama this year, right? I can root for them in every game.
I love them, too, because they screwed Georgia. All right.
What a dink. A missed field goal. Yeah, they really screwed them.
Rodrigo Blankenship, one of the greatest college kickers ever.
Let's see, who do they play, South Carolina?
All right. By the way, anybody draft Blankenship, or is he coming back?
Okay. Oh no, he got drafted.
Yeah, he got drafted.
Give me 10 seconds.
All right. I'm almost positive.
I'll wait for this. I want to know where he's going because it's going to be hilarious. I'm going to follow his career. Who picked him up?
He is an Indianapolis Colt.
Okay.
Oh really?
Yeah. He's Vinatieri's replacement.
Interesting.
Who's better, Craig Blankenship or Vinatieri? Both missed some big field goals last year.
I was going to say which year?
Yeah. No, Vinatieri retired, didn't he?
Was told to retire.
It was over. He was asked to leave.
It was over. You know how they always say you don't want to leave a year too late? He left a year too late. All right?
Yeah.
He hung on a year too late.
That's fine.
Sure. All right. Pete Shepard, get your heavy hammer ready. I know you don't know what a hammer is, but Thor has a hammer.
Yes, I know his hammer, and I am worthy. I could pick it up. I would definitely be worthy.
Very doubtful. You can't. You don't even know. I bet you don't even own a regular hammer.
He doesn't use it for construction purposes. He controls the weather.
I've got two hammers.
Hammer time.
Regular and rubber.
Yeah, that's a mallet.
What, for Fisher Price hammer that Ev has?
No. Like it's a real rubber.
I know.
So today is Chris Hemsworth's birthday. If you do not know who Chris Hemsworth is, if you do not know who Thor is, in fact, if you don't know anything about Avengers, don't be caller number 9. 239-337-ESPN. 239-337-3776.
Tomorrow we'll have Norma Ray trivia.
Perhaps. Today's prize is a half-price voucher at Arrowhead Golf in Naples. Again, caller number 9. Let's play some Wikipedia.
Old movie with Sally Field. She formed a union, speaking of unions.
I believe she won an
Academy Award.
Academy Award for that back in the day.
Tony.
All right, let's play some Wikipedia. Caller number 9, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
Today is actor Chris Hemsworth's birthday, so we're going to do some Thor trivia today. Caller number 9 is Ethan in Naples. Ethan, welcome. How are you?
Ethan.
Pretty good, guys. How y'all doing today?
We're good. Thank you for asking. How old are you, Ethan?
29.
And who's your favorite Avenger?
Avenger, I mean, you got to go with Tony Stark.
Okay. Yeah. And do you own a hammer?
I do.
All right, good. We're going to do Thor trivia here. First one to three correct answers is a winner, and you get to go first. Here's your first question, Ethan. Who is Thor's father?
Odin.
Yes.
Nice.
That was quick.
Yeah. We're not used to that here at Wikipedia.
I know.
We're used to a lot of hemming and hawing on both sides of the fence. All right, a 1-0 lead for Ethan. Pete Shepard. Mm-hmm. What is the name of Thor's enchanted hammer?
Oh. Like this.
Hold on.
I think I'm going to steal this one from him.
We got some trash talking here. This is good.
I forgot. I'll be honest. I totally forgot.
All right, that's a buzzer.
Yeah.
All right, Ethan, what is the name of the hammer?
Mjolnir.
Yes!
Wow!
Whoa!
Did they say it in the first movie?
That's spelled Mjolnir. It's silent J.
It's Nordic.
I want to say that because this might be part of the trivia, but yeah.
Ethan has a 2-0 lead with that steal. Sweet. The next question is for Ethan. If he gets this right, it is the sweep shutout win. Ethan, what is the name of Thor's mortal love interest?
Dang. I know she's played by Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
He's probably going to steal this one. Dr. Sarah. I'm wrong.
I wish I could steal it, but I can't. It's Jane Foster.
Jane Foster. Yeah. But Pete does not get a point for that. Though. So don't worry. You're still in control. 2-0, as they say in soccer. It is now Pete Shepard's turn. Pete, in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, what two characters have been deemed worthy to yield... Mjolnir or whatever the hammer name is.
Vision and Captain America.
Which is ridiculous, by the way.
Absolutely. Yes. Fantastic.
All right. That is 1 point for Pete Shepard. We go back to Ethan with another chance to win and shut the door on Pete Shepard. Here's your question, Ethan. In Avenger Infinity War, Thor creates a new hammer called Stormbreaker. What character uses a body part to create the handle?
Groot.
Yes!
That sounded terrible. Sorry about that. Yes, winner! Yes. All right, buzzed him wrong.
Ethan with the win. 3-1 final score. Nicely done. I was very impressed, and it was refreshing. It was refreshing to have somebody on that could be quick and fire back some answers. We've had a lot of dead air this week.
Yeah.
All right.
Appreciate it, guys.
Good job, Ethan. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. All right, Pete Shepard. Nice.
Way to go, Ethan.
That was nice.
Yeah.
That was refreshing. Pete Shepard, I have some more.
Okay.
And we have time. Not really.
Yeah, we're good.
We have time.
Not a lot happening today.
Chad and Marcus says, Pete, you know how to pick up a hammer. I'm not worthy to pick up a hammer.
I saw that text. It was pretty funny.
Who destroys Thor's hammer?
Oh, his sister there. I forget her name, but it's a sister. She squeezes it. She does it very easily.
Yeah.
I forget the sister's character.
Are we going to allow for that? Because it's
half-sister, technically.
So he gets half the point.
In Ragnarok, she does it, right?
Her name is Ella.
Hela.
Ella, yeah.
Is it Hela?
Hela.
Not Hela. Silent H?
Hela.
Played by, I forget. She's an Angelina Jolie type.
Yeah. All right.
Was it her?
It's a broad brush.
No.
Okay, in Thor Ragnarok, who is the grand champion that Thor fights on Sakaar?
Sakaar.
The Hulk.
Yes, that's correct. What is the name of the rainbow bridge that connects Asgard to Midgard, the land of humanity?
What's that? I know if it comes with an F.
Kate Blanchett, by the way, is Hela.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, she was a great Lord of the Rings. What's his line? He says it. It begins with an F, doesn't it? It begins with a sound.
Bifrost.
Well, was it Bifrost?
Well, you didn't say it.
I know, but
You said Frost.
I was going to say Bifrost because
I think the line
was how much in Avengers Loki is how much did the father conjure up a Bifrost to get you here?
Yeah. What is Bifrost?
It's the bridge from Asgard to humanity.
Why is it bi?
Got destroyed.
It's the Bifrost. I don't know. There's two ways.
There's ways to get because they went through a couple of worlds. They had to get over the bridge. It wasn't just from different movies. Yeah, it's really geeking out.
In Thor Ragnarok, Thor is captured by Scrapper 142, who is actually a defunct member of what elite Asgardian female warrior group? Chris, where'd you get these questions?
Off the top of my head.
For real?
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, I did a little reading to get all these to make sure the spelling was right and all that.
I'm impressed.
Because she turned good. Valkyrie.
Yes.
Okay. Good job.
Yeah.
Well done.
She turned to a
terrible Tom Cruise movie.
Oh, really?
Valkyrie. Yeah.
Terrible
movie. Yeah. Everybody else has German accents except Tom Cruise.
Well, I didn't hate that movie, but it ended terrible.
Ugh.
I was sad.
Final question. Yeah. What is the name of Heimdall's sword which powers the Bifrost?
I didn't know this before today.
Oh, that's the big thing. Yeah, what the hell is the name of that? I forget. I know the scene very well. I forget the name of the sword.
Hofund. Hofund.
I believe that's Hofund, but yeah.
Same Hofund? Thing.
Yeah.
It's not. You said Hofound.
I did.
I may notice this Pete getting crushed. I didn't get crushed. I didn't know the name of the two hammers, but I got a lot of the questions.
No, I knew that this was a topic you'd know a lot about, so I had to get really nitty gritty with the questions.
No, I was waiting for home planet Asgard, not there, nothing.
No,
that's way too easy. Are you kidding me?
Too easy.
Are you kidding me?
No Loki?
No.
I thought about putting it in, but when I went family member, I went to Hela.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was much tougher.
Much tougher question.
She's a hell of a good time.
Yeah.
All right.
Not in that movie.
She was
the opposite of a good time. She destroyed Asgard.
Yeah.
Yes, she did.
Not a slow news day. Big Ten, Pac-12, postponing fall and football seasons. Joe Biden picks his running mate. We've got Tropical Depression number 11 forming in the Atlantic. It's just a great day. Sheeman and Shepard. More hot takes by me.
We hear this after.
You've got breaking news and when we come back?
Yeah.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.